Go Loud.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your waist in it now. Till your body you're tense. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
dip knock on.
We're here for this week's bonus episode. Growth Hardly has stuck around. We're going to answer some listener questions. These better be better than last week, because last week is a hard week to top with Mark McCabe.
Just the dilemma that we gave Mark McCabe?
No, the blind ranking of the Dublin stuff was great.
I have a blind rank here for you.
Do you ever do a blind rank?
No, what's that?
So like, you'd get like a scenario, there could be five of them, and then like, you just read them out one by one and you have to pick where you'd put them in, one to five.
Okay.
Without knowing
okay.
what the rest of them are going to be.
Right.
Have you got one
okay.
to kick it off?
Yes.
Yeah, lovely.
So Peter in Finglas sent this one in.
That's your neck of the woods, Grow. You probably know him.
Okay, yeah. Peter, how's it going? See you in the willows.
So one is the worst, five the least worst. That's what he wrote. Least worst, best, surely.
Oh, yeah, but they're obviously horrible. They're obviously horrible.
Yeah. Right. Birds shitting on you every day for a whole month.
Five is the least worst. Oh, I'll go three.
No, I go least worst.
You say that's number five?
Yeah. That's not... Like, getting shit on by a bird, that always happens to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Every day for a month?
Well, it's only, that's only 30 shits.
Yeah, but it's ruining your day every day.
No, if you have wet wipes with you, you can survive that.
Girl, if a bird shits on my car, I'd be
fuming.
But human.
What are the other ones?
I know,
the other ones could be like...
The other ones could be less than this, so you have to leave that in the middle. That's where I go with that one. But do you know that fucking that show?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Like, if it's cold weather, like sometimes a warm shit on top of you, it won't be too bad. You know, I think that's fine.
Always look on the bright side of it.
Yeah, exactly. Look, if life give you lemons, you make lemonade.
He'll come up with this fucking shit that if a board shits on you, do the lotto because it's lucky. I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's actually very unlucky.
I think we should start pulling lotto winners and be like, did a board show on you before you bought the ticket?
Do you know what? That's an excellent question.
I think we should do that.
Yeah. Tell us all the significant things that happened to you the week you won the lotto.
Yeah. All the superstitious stuff that people
say. Exactly.
Oh, that's lucky.
Did you walk under a ladder?
Yeah.
You know, all of that stuff. Did a black cat cross your path? Tell us everything that happened.
Yeah.
Rabbit's
there
foot.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see a robin? All this crap.
What's a robin?
Isn't that like robin? That's somebody trying to signal you. Like somebody from beyond the grave is watching you or something like this.
Really?
Or it's just a robin.
Okay.
You're in a park and there's a robin there. Or when they say
one less person to give money to.
I was sitting there and a fella landed beside me. Yeah, a pigeon's had to get a smack of a fucking someone closed a window and caught the pigeon's fucking wing above you there, and now it's had to blow down beside you, and they're like, oh, it's me nanny telling me to do the lotto. What?
Yeah, that's,
I think if your nanny was signalling you from beyond the grave, she wouldn't be telling you to do the lotto.
It's rarely a sign. That thing you think is a sign, it's rarely a sign.
Right, next one. Being chased by an angry dog every time you go for a run for a year.
Two.
All right.
Two. That's motivation in your eyes.
Yeah, I do. I think that's motivation. I'd go two as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Grow be coming around that corner being like,
the worst.
Oh, sorry. No, I'll put the angry dog as four.
Four.
And yeah. You're going to use that as motivation to make you run quicker.
Anything that keeps me running. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
As number two, that's terrible. Right. The last thing I want to be when I'm running is fearful.
I think that's exactly what I need.
No, I don't need that on my runs. I don't need
the worst thing I ever did when I was running. I used to, during COVID was when I ran, right? I used to run an awful lot on the beach because I lived down Ringsend. And what I used to do is I used to run at night and I'd kick over the sandcastles that were made during the day, right? I'm not proud of that. It was a tough time.
He's like the Grinch during the summer.
We were all suffering mentally. So I would, like, around like 7 o'clock, the beach would be like empty, like people, nobody on it. I'd kick over the sandcastle just to run. I just used to think it was fun, right? But one day I was walking and I ran into my ex, right? I'd kicked over lots of sandcastles and I ran into my ex. And
I say he's looking like, well, at least he took the breakup very well.
There was kind of sand all over me, and I hadn't seen him in years, and I was like, oh, hey, how's it going? And he was with somebody, but he looked really like, get away from me, like what? And I was really weirded out. I was like, this is ridiculous. Now we went out for a while, like we can have a civil conversation. This is what I was thinking in my head. So I kind of like forced the conversation, like that we would have a conversation, you know, we were about a meter apart or whatever. And I thought that was really weird. Anyway, he went off and I was like, jeez, he really did not want to talk to me. And I ran home, right? And then when I walked in the door, my partner was like, what happened to you? And, I was just like, what? And he's like, look at your legs. And I realized I was covered in dog shit.
Oh, right? No.
So I obviously, when I was kicking on with sandcastles, I kicked dog shit. And that was how I realized I had COVID, because I couldn't smell it. There was shit, like I was literally, so I was obviously, imagine me and your ex covered in dog shit going, no, yeah, yeah, let's have a conversation. Yeah, we're going to have, it's great to see you.
So that's the karma for kicking the sandcastles.
I know, yeah, that's what it was, yeah. I wouldn't surprise me if that was some little bastard kid that I'd kicked over a sandcastle the previous day that filled it with
put
dog shit.
Put a load of shite in it, yeah.
Like this one.
The previous day, he's going out. Saying this fella, right, I'll be back, it's 6:30, going out to lock down these sandcastles.
Yeah, that wasn't, I'm not proud of that.
Just admitting to it now, yeah.
The next one is losing your phone on a night out.
Oh, that's the worst. That's absolutely the worst, yeah, that's number 5, or one.
No, one, number one.
That's number one.
Right, forgetting your passport and you're at the airport.
Oh no, I'd love that.
What?
Yeah, because it means you can't go to work.
No, you can't get on the plane.
Yeah, I can't go to work. Nothing I can do.
Well, he
don't have my passport. Nothing I can do. Have to go home. I'd love that.
Do you know the last time I went to the airport? I was going to my cousin's wedding in Greece. It was in September. Family holiday as well. And me and my missus were at the airport. And I just turned to her and goes, do you have my passport? And I don't know why I just had so much faith in her. She was like, aren't you lucky that I do? Because like we're in the airport now, it's a bit late, and I was just like, yeah, never doing that again.
Oh my God, yeah. I bought myself one of those stupid little things you hang around your neck to put it in.
Lanyard, like?
Yeah, yeah, and I was like, oh no, come on, grow up.
Are you sure? Are you positive now that you don't have an SNA? Are you positive? My passport's actually out of date, and I don't know how I feel about that.
It's out of date?
Yeah, I haven't got a passport. And I don't know how I feel. As if like someone spontaneously going to say to me, look, we want to fly you out to fucking Ibiza. Have you got your passport on you? You're going tomorrow. And I'm going to be like, no. But like,
you never know what might happen. Get your passport.
Where are you putting forgetting your passport at the airport?
2.
You've already used 2.
Have I? So I said losing your phone would be number 1.
Getting chased by an angry dog every time you go for a run. 2.
The pigeons would be
3.
And losing your passport 4. I fucked that.
So I'd be 3 for a passport, I think.
Yeah.
Last one then, being stuck in a lift for 5 hours.
Number 5.
That would very much depend on whether or not I've been to the toilet.
Grout, I swear to good God, I was thinking the exact same thing.
If you've just done a wee and you've your iPad with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll settle in for
you've enough battery on your phone, you're just going to chill out there. Yeah, yeah, no problem.
No, but I'm grand with that. Now, if I needed to go to the toilet, that'd be bad.
Do you know what's mad? That only popped into my head yesterday in work. I was like, imagine getting stuck on the lift and you had to go to the toilet and there was people there. You'd be like, look at that corner over there, it's the toilet corner.
Yeah.
That's what you'd have to do. You'd have to designate a corner for the toilet.
Yeah.
5 hours is a long time.
But you don't know it's going to be 5 hours at the start. So like, at what point do you go, I'm going for a pee in the lift? Like, when you're stuck.
You're all doing it immediately.
Yeah.
You know, literally like, having a piss as they're opening the door. So you are right there. Oh, sorry.
I am very much, when I need to go, I got to go. Like, when I suddenly need to go, I have to go.
Hey, that's
like
a psychological thing, though.
Definitely. Because I, sometimes when I pull in to the underground car park where I live, I'll park my car and I'm like, God, I need to go to the toilet. And by the time I'm in the lift, like, I think I'm going to wet myself.
Pissing in the lift.
I actually think I'm going to wet myself.
That's going. He's
33 floors
lift
up. Like, and I was like, I think I'm going to wet myself. If it happens, it happens.
So I think he's out himself. He has pissed in the lift before. And then going
I will
like,
neither confirm nor deny.
Some dirty bastards had to piss in the lift out there.
The only thing worse than pissing in a lift
is shitting in a lift.
Well, no, that's much worse, actually. But wetting yourself in a lift.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be my choice.
Yeah, he has a point.
You'd rather take your trousers.
Yeah, I would rather have a wee. I'd rather do this in a way that I'm dry.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
But I think that's a man who's taught way too much about pissing in a lift.
Also, you can walk away from, like.
Yeah.
But you could walk into your apartment having pissed on yourself in a lift and people are like, why'd you piss yourself?
Yeah. Like, there's plausible deniability there, yeah. If you just pissed in the corner and just be like, that wasn't me.
Yeah. At least you can, like, if you decide you're going to wet, you're going to take a pee in the lift, when you get out of the lift, you can say, if it wasn't bad enough that I was locked in the lift, somebody pissed me.
Well, given all this about lifts, the lift out there is actually broke. I'm not happy about it either. Took me about 20 minutes to go up here today.
Yeah, they're very slow.
Very slow.
I did take the stairs, but then you're out of breath by the time you get up. Oh, no, yeah.
Right. You should have gave up taking the lift for Lent.
I was actually going to.
Imagine how fit you'd be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Lent. Doesn't help that this is the fifth floor though.
Lent.
Yeah.
No, Lent. In that, in the not, most childish culture thing you've ever heard.
I know, yeah, it is. It's like Lent.
I know this has kind of been a recurring theme on the podcast, and this is probably the fourth guest we've said this to, but does it not show you how shocking it is that no matter who the person is we say this to, Siobhan, they have the same reaction?
Oh, like nobody thinks it's normal. Like,
nobody supports. Yeah.
You know, like everybody's
very
like,
worried.
My 8-year-old auntie is like,
it's alarming. That's what it is. It's alarming.
You're still doing Lent. Like,
and they'd be the most staunch Catholic people, you know, and they don't even do Lent.
Yeah, like she's saying a rosary and being like, why are you still doing Lent?
She'd be the type of person that doesn't let like unmarried children sleep in the same room in her house.
Yeah.
And she's asking you, why are you doing Lent? Yeah. Did you used to fleece a choker box when you were younger, girl?
Totally.
Yeah, that's okay. Just once we're all on the same page.
I had the best experience ever with doing the Lent thing on last week. We went out for drinks after work and I was chatting to this guy in the pub, and as we were leaving, he was like, oh, can I get your number?
I'm like, no.
And then I had to write my number.
She was like,
my
oh,
landline
one.
Number on a piece of paper, folded in half, handed him. Okay, he never rang, but that's not the point.
Do you feel like you were in like...
Of course he never rang. Of course he never rang. Like, he asked them for the number, they give you a landline number. It's like, all right, listen, sorry. Give me a shout when you're back from 1982.
That's what's going on. Do you feel like you're in like the 90s rom-com?
Yeah. It was so romantic.
You're not going to ring somebody if you think you might have to get through their ma. Like, that's the whole idea of having a phone.
As well, do you know the pressure you're putting him under, Siobhan? Like, he has to ring you, right? And like, what if you answered immediately? And he'd be like, oh, is this Siobhan? And you're like, yeah, oh, this is Adam from the pub there on Friday. And you probably won't really remember him. And then he's flustered. Like, imagine you answered straight away. He was expecting to ring three times. Like, right. Bang. You're at the catch him off guard. Whereas if you give him a phone number, he has all day to prep a message and send it to you. And you don't have to respond straight away.
But if he's inviting me out like to meet him again, then are we not going to have a conversation then? So like, you need to be able to hold a conversation at some stage.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of flirtation that goes on in the text. If somebody rang me without sending me a text first, I would call the guards. I'd be like, sorry now, this man is clearly psychologically damaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ringing somebody without texting first.
I think actually, it would say more about him if he did ring you.
I just think if the roles were reversed, I would find it too funny not to ring. Like if somebody gave me their landline, yeah, I would be like, there.
As you're aware, you have a very strange, quirky personality.
I'd ring someone and be like, is this Siobhan? Like, ah, lads, this is a fucking loser. Give me a landline number and hang up.
Yeah. Still, like, I think I'd need to at least do that. Like, I think it's so funny.
When Darren comes back, we're setting you up on a blind date.
Well, you'd have to call the landline.
Every date you're going to go on for the next month is going to be blind anyways given the circumstances. No. That's what we're going
to
do.
Can you use like Instagram on a laptop?
No, I'm off social media as well. Yeah.
Oh god. This is
supposed to be off cursing, but it's the hardest one. That's why I paused earlier for
it. I mean, is there any crack left?
Do you not see how much crack I'm knocking out and not having a phone?
But also you're not like, because you're not on social media and because you're not using your phone, you're also giving up dating
technically.
That's why I gave him the landline.
Why didn't you ask him for his number and you could have rang him?
I was just going to say that.
I didn't think of that.
2026, Siobhan. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, not in her world. It's
not
very, very much
1985. 1996, Siobhan. Send him an email.
But his phone was dead and I was just like, you know what? I think this really like is a good sign. We're very well matched.
But you see, he's probably thinking, look, my phone's never charged. If she doesn't have a phone, this is a very bad combination.
It's not meant to be. Should have given me an address and said, hey, look, send me a letter.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the letter would be, hey, you up.
How do you know he hasn't rang now, Siobhan? How do you know he hasn't rang? Like, you're not at home. How do you know he's not ringing?
Is there somebody checking your texts and your DMs?
No. Who'd be DMing me? It's grand, like.
How do you know your man hasn't found you?
That would be so much weirder. I would be weirded out by that.
I would feel more secure if somebody who you gave your landline number to text you on Instagram to see why you're taking the piss rather than actually rang your landline number.
But I just, it's a bit of crack. Like, just ring the number and see if she answers, no?
Grout, how did you meet your partner?
Drunk. He was drunk.
Similar.
In a club in Galway. I did a gig in Galway and I met my mates in Galway and he was out with his work colleagues and he was absolutely hammered and he'd lost his phone and they were just kind of helping him out.
You said not a million miles away from each other here.
And I just knew.
You just knew.
I just knew. I was like, that man that's lost his wallet and his phone that's drunk. I was like, he's the one. That's the one for
There's
me.
A lot of overlaps in this. Yep. You know what I mean? You're from Galway. Now I know that was in Galway, but still. Just a little more.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers. Go down, go down,
go down. Come up, come up, come up. Hey lads, I'm 23 and just got dumped by my first girlfriend after 3 years together.
Oh, that's awful.
I don't drink, but just want to go on a mad one and do something a bit wild now that I'm free, but I don't know what. I want to shake her out of my system and do something she'd never have expected of me to show her that I'm doing all right. Please give me some ideas before I let my friend talk me into piercing my ear. Luke.
Don't go on the drink. That's
Luke. No, he didn't say he's going to go on the drink.
He says I don't drink, but he wants to do something.
I want to go on a mad one and do something a bit wild.
Yeah, like a mad one to me is when you want a bender. Don't do that.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
But I think he's looking for sober alternatives.
Book a holiday somewhere. Book a one-way trip somewhere.
Yeah, just go and really enjoy yourself and do stuff that, like, I don't even think about how she would think of it.
Yeah. Don't
book her.
Book a one-way trip. Now, I don't mean, like, to Australia or South America. Like, just say to Croatia and then be like, you know what? I'm booking 4 days of accommodation in Croatia. I'm going to book 2 days of accommodation in Montenegro and I'm going to walk my way back across Europe that way.
Yeah.
There you go.
Go backpacking.
Yeah. Croatia.
Know, go get yourself a tan.
Beautiful country, by the way. Mm. You ever been to Croatia?
No.
Unbelievable. You should go, I'm telling you.
What does that have to offer? People talk about countries and they're like, you know, oh, this is lovely. I'm like, you know, like, they go and see this, go and see that. I'm like, I can't give a fuck.
Croatia's absolutely
I just want a beach yeah. with a pool and the sea. Don't give me like, oh, you can go see museums. You can go. I was like, no, no interest in any of that.
Right.
None.
Okay, so maybe don't go there then.
Whenever we go on holidays, my boyfriend always gets a list, right, of
yeah.
everything that he
An
wants
itinerary,
to do.
Like.
Yeah, he's like, we're going to this, this, this. And I'm like, okay, now here's the amendment to your list. I'm doing none of it.
Yeah.
But I fully give you the permission to do all of it. You just text me the photographs on the beach and I just go along a beach or I lie beside a pool
so could you,
and read books.
You could go anywhere. Like you could be in like an all-inclusive somewhere or you could be like just fucking on a beach in Tenerife or something.
Well, yeah, once it's warm and I can chill out.
Yeah.
But don't give me another job.
That could be fucking...
go and see...
That could be Dunmore East yeah. in the summer.
Well, no.
If that's your criteria.
No, I like to go somewhere where I can just lie on the sand by the sea where it's really warm and I don't know anyone.
So what's the deal breaker then for you from going to here to not going to there because about warm and...
It has to be away.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere, you know, not in Ireland.
You have to fly to it.
Yeah, I have to fly to it. Has to be warm. But it doesn't... I don't need, like, you know, 10 million things to see.
Yeah.
Because as soon as that starts, I'm just like... I'm just as tired as when I left.
Yeah, this is not fun anymore. Yeah, yeah.
Not fun.
Yeah, if you're down 15,000 steps, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, and also, that's all like, I don't go to museums here, so why would I go there?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No interest.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think you should visit somewhere like it's the last time you're going to be there. That's so I always think, I'll visit all that stuff the next time.
Yeah.
I don't like when I go on holidays and have a job to do.
No.
Or you go and you feel like you're missing out. It's like,
yeah. You don't mind when you wake up one day and it could be 12 o'clock or it could be half eight.
Yeah,
you don't mind that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we've missed the excursion.
Yeah. All right.
Go and pick chestnuts. And I was like,
oh, yeah, pick chestnuts.
Just like, I literally couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah. That's not a holiday. That's a chore.
McGinty wants to know what movie you would pick for someone to watch back to back for 48 hours as torture.
The film The Happening with Mark Wahlberg in it. Oh my God, it could be the worst film I've ever seen in my life. It's up there.
What was that one that it won an Oscar? Everything Out, Everywhere, All at Once.
Everything Everywhere, All at Once. Yeah. I heard that's supposed to be very good.
I couldn't get through that.
No, come here. I didn't get through it either. But I was like, this is subtitled. It's complicated. I haven't got the head for that.
It actually made me annoyed.
Right.
I got halfway through it and my partner wanted to watch it and I was like, I'm making myself go asleep now. I'm just saying that. It's not. I didn't fall asleep during the film. I'm actually rolling over now because I want to go asleep so I don't sit through the end of this. It just really annoyed me.
I never got to the end of it because it is complicated. There's a lot going on.
It is, yeah, there's a lot going on.
And it's the subtitles as well. I'm like, oh mate, come on.
I don't even remember it being subtitled.
Was it not Korean? Were they not Korean?
I didn't think it was subtitled. Because isn't Jamie Lee Curtis in it?
Mm.
I thought some of it was subtitled.
Yeah, because I was watching her and I was like, why aren't I enjoying this?
I remember seeing that film The Happening with Mark Wahlberg in it and it was the closest I came to leaving the pictures. Like this film was terrible. And then we actually did leave the pictures before me, Terrence, and another one of our mates went to see Fast and the Furious, and it was the one with the first time John Cena was in it. And obviously it's far-fetched, it's Fast and Furious, yeah, and it was grand, blah blah blah, a load of shit was happening, we're like, Jesus Christ, I'm really taking the piss with this. But there's a big fight scene in it, and like a SWAT team come in and they take Vin Diesel, but it's an inside job. They didn't actually take him, they rescued him, and one of them takes the helmet off and it's Cardi B, and we were like, right, that's enough, and we just grew up and left. There's a lot of terrible films out there.
Yeah, anything that's set in space,
right,
I'm done.
Right, you're lying to
sci-fi, yeah, none of that.
Yeah,
like whenever I see the words in space on something, I am just out.
Yeah,
like there was this thing recently, there was a, I can't remember what it was called, but there was this film on Netflix and everything sounded great. It was like the president's daughter has been kidnapped and been taken to a compound, and this agent comes out of retirement to track her down, and I was like, everything about this sounds perfect, this is Liam Neeson vibes. And then it was like, in space, and I was like, yeah, done.
Wait,
nope. Nope.
What film are we picking, Siobhan, now that you're a film connoisseur, because you've nothing else to do with your time?
I haven't watched another film since.
No? She went on a run of watching it.
I watched one film because I didn't have my phone. Any film for me is torture. That's my worst nightmare.
A film?
I
feel like in another time you would have been a nun.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
In a convent with a silent order.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
And enjoying it.
Yeah, just out the front, you know, raking the strawberries or playing the guitar or something. Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. Is that what nuns do, is it?
I don't know.
Raking strawberries.
Yeah, like raking the vegetable patches or.
Mr. Calling.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
Well, go join a convent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd love it. I mean, you'd have a great time. Be silent. Nobody's watching movies in convents. Even the nuns would be like, see that mad one that can't use no phone. It's weird.
Do you reckon nuns have Instagram?
Of course they have Instagram.
Do they?
I'd say so, yeah.
Sister _ Morphe.
Have you seen the religious accounts?
No.
No, I have seen it.
Sorry, I'm lying. I've seen a priest.
Yeah, the
and
priest,
he's young.
They're doing the TikTok dances. And I'm just like, no. No, good luck then. He needs to get like a few old people to visit and give them communion.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I want to know, who's the youngest priest in Ireland?
Oh.
What age are we saying? Can't be under 30.
David Vard is considered Ireland's youngest priest. He was ordained in 2017 at the age of 25. What age would that make him now?
So that was 11 years ago. Yeah, so he's 36. There you go. Is there good money in being a priest?
Do you earn money? Do you get a wage?
Don't you take a vow of poverty?
What?
Oh, fuck.
No, that's for monks.
I think that's one.
Priests could be driving nice cars and all.
I remember hearing about that. Apparently the dumb thing is that when somebody in your family is ordained a priest, the family kind of club in and buy them a car.
Like a congratulations kind of thing. Like,
yeah. You're going to get loads of young lads now. Like, just
thinking about becoming priest.
Doing the holy orders just so they can get like a punto.
Growth. Have you anything else you want to plug here?
A podcast called Agony Rants that I do with Niamh Kavanagh, and I've got a podcast called Chat with Cherubs that I do with Josh Jones and Morgan Rees.
Right, and they are available wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
And your tickets are on growthfardley.com
and in the Olympia next year.
There you go.
Come along.
Get your tickets, give the podcast a listen. And if you have any questions, dilemmas, blind rankings, or any random facts about people who've won the lotto or priests, send them to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Grow, thanks again for coming in.
My pleasure.
Take us out, Siobhan.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that. The hip knocker. Go down. Go down. Go down.